Well, while calamities have been happening elsewhere in the world, attention has turned away from Syria. But in that country, the war grinds on, with over 70,000 people killed since the uprising began in 2011. For Syria's children, growing up during a civil war will no doubt have irreversible consequences. It's hard to find a place in the country where you can't hear the constant sound of bombardment, a daily reminder of a country slowly self-destructing. In some areas, less than 10% of children can get to school. Australia is being urged to use its position on the UN Security Council to play a role in bringing about a unified plan of action to put a stop to the warfare. Taylor Azaghi spoke to Roger Hearn, the coordinator of Save the Children's aid efforts in Syria.
For now 2 years, we've seen an escalating civil war, daily bombardment of areas, the destruction of buildings, the destruction of schools, of hospitals, and many children with their families have been forced to leave the country. And when they leave their hometowns, they leave their houses, many are forced to live rough, basically, inside Syria as internally displaced people. We're getting reports of people living in caves, in makeshift shelters, in really appalling conditions. And then, you know, in terms of access to the absolute basics, food is becoming increasingly hard to find inside Syria, basic health care, and the idea of going to school has become almost a fantasy for many children in the country.
You're visiting refugee communities in neighbouring Syrian countries. What are some of the stories you've heard speaking with these children?
Look, the stories you hear of the situation inside the country are really often just unspeakable acts. People have seen the most terrible things in front of their eyes. We've had situations where children coming to Save the Children run centres and so on have been unable to talk. Basically, they've lost the ability of speech. You know, basically, what they've seen is too horrific to even begin talking about. And it's just dreadful. And, you know, I have two children of my own, and I sort of think of losing that level of control over their well-being and safety. It's just appalling to think about, and appalling to think that these sorts of things can be happening in 2013.
And what are these refugee camps like for these Syrian children? Because I know in one camp in Jordan, there's a Tara camp, there's about 60,000 refugees there, and about half of them are children under the age of 18. How's life like there for them?
Zaatari camp in Jordan, it is now well over 120,000 people, and literally you can have thousands of people coming in one day. We are seeing an incredible escalation in terms of numbers. Life inside the camp, you know, there's relative safety. There's no fear of sort of bombardment, but, you know, life in a refugee camp is full of hardship in itself. And while we applaud the Jordanian authorities for allowing a large number of people into the country, a refugee camp is no place in the long term for a child. And, you know, access to school, access to space where children can be children, it's pretty hard to come by.
And what about children still in Syria? What is life like for them?
It's pretty hard to find a place in the country where you don't hear the constant sound of bombardment. In Aleppo and surrounding areas of Aleppo, less than 10% of children can get to school now. It's a place where the things that you would expect as a child are just no longer there. The daily struggle for survival is the main sort of ask at the moment.
And finally, the Save the Children report calls for urgent action. What should be done to avoid a lost generation?
Look, I think from an Australian perspective, Australia has a seat on the Security Council now, and I think any role that Australia can play in terms of trying to find unity on the Security Council, you know, the fact that we are 2 years into this crisis and we still have such a high level of disunity, really, it has to move on from this, because we are moving to the point where we will just see the destruction of a country.
Roger Hearn from Save the Children, speaking there with Taylor Razaghi. And Australia's Foreign Minister Bob Carr has recently pledged an increase of $24 million in Australian humanitarian aid for emergency medical and food supplies. He says Australia is playing a leading role in ensuring that the Security Council addresses human rights and the humanitarian situation in Syria.